Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. This episode 613. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
I hope they caught that snorting sound when you started.
Sorry.
Because it sounded like you just took a bump of something.
I was just trying to get air into my body. I'm so sleepy. And I just feel like...
You're dragging some A and a little B?
Yeah. I got some tea here, but it's decaf.
Ew.
Which is not good.
Looks delicious. I am on the other side of the spectrum today. I've had several cups of coffee, and I am in the mood. I'm in the mood to, like, talk some trash.
Oh, good.
But I don't have anything to talk trash about, really.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not unfortunately, but thankfully, everything is going pretty smoothly. And by everything is going smoothly, I mean today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, God knows what tomorrow brings.
Sure.
Because my life is like, oh, everything's... And then it's like, okay. It's, that's been my life for like the last couple of years.
I think that's what it's like for everybody. I kind of feel the same way. Some days you're just feeling optimistic and good. And then other times you wake up and you just go, this is dreadful. And it will never feel good ever again. And then in a few days you feel good again. So I don't know. Or maybe something is wrong with us chemically. That could be it too.
You're not evolved to be happy. That helps, by the way.
Sure.
When you go like, I'm not happy. I feel upset. I have all these big feelings. I feel tired. I feel mad. And then you have to remind yourself, you're not supposed to be happy. Like, if
not all the time, you're supposed to be happy sometimes.
Sure.
Not happy.
Like, you're not evolved to be happy as like a stable state.
Yeah. It keeps you working.
Yeah.
When getting better.
Happiness you experience when something good happens. And then it's like your brain telling your body, how about more of this?
Yeah.
How about more of this? Whatever this is.
You got to work hard.
Ew.
Whatever you may do. I went and did something I normally don't do on a school night. I went to a movie.
Oh,
last night at like 9:30 p.m.
Ew,
which is crazy,
it's blasphemous.
Because usually by about 10:30, I am out like a light. Generally these days, but I went and saw the movie Obsession. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Ooh, I was really hoping you were going to say I saw Devil Wears Prada too.
No. No, I have not seen Devil Wears Prada 1.
Oh, great film.
I'm not opposed to it. Hasn't come across my scope of reference yet.
Okay.
And eyeballs.
It's only been 20 years.
But yeah. Well, I don't really see movies. That's the other thing. I don't generally watch movies.
Fair enough.
But and the movies typically that are new are not good, I've noticed. But I heard good things about this movie Obsession, so I went and saw it.
Can you give us a brief synopsis?
Yes, brief synopsis.
Thriller, action, romance.
Well, I think it actually falls in the horror genre. Ooh. Which is, I don't like horror movies either.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, not a big fan. But this is in the horror spectrum. And synopsis is a guy gets friend-zoned by his friend, who's a girl.
Okay.
And he finds a device in a store that allows him to make any wish that he wants. So he wishes for this girl to love him more than anything. And she does right after. A series of events happen.
That's a great plot.
Yeah. And it's not ideal. Let's just say things go south. Ooh, quickly.
Fatal Attraction style.
Oh, man.
Bunny in the pot.
I don't know what that means.
It's from the movie Fatal Attraction with Michael Douglas.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that either, to be honest.
Just cooking family dinner and all of a sudden they open the pot and there's a bunny in there. I think it's their pet bunny.
Yeah. There was some actual, you know, it's funny that you mention it because there was some animal cooking. in the with felines, which was troublesome to me.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
In this film, they were. Good movie. I liked it. Probably not a good idea to see it at 9:30 at night and then to come home and try to go to sleep afterwards. I get too into stuff. I couldn't play video games as a kid either because I just get too into it. And then I'm afraid. So like playing Resident Evil 2 was the last game that I ever played on PlayStation. And I fought through it and I had my memory card and I played the game to its entirety. And I gave up video games after that. It was like, this was too scary and I can't do it anymore. And it's kind of the same thing with movies. I just get too into it and get too afraid.
But would you recommend it as an entertaining film?
I would. I enjoyed it. It really wasn't like a classic horror movie. There was some scenes
more like a thriller.
Yeah, it was like a thriller. I guess you could even say a love story in a way.
Anti-love
story.
I want to see this.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It definitely scarred me a little bit, but it was good.
Oh, perfect.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I did get a message from Joe, as I normally do. He's, I guess, was sick this week. So we wish Joe a speedy recovery. We got a few new Substack free subscribers, which is great. hmbradio.substack.com. You can go over there and sub for free. You get the podcast early, the audio only podcast. Otherwise, if you miss the live stream on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., you got to wait all the way till Sunday. Who wants to do that? Nobody. hmbradio.substack.com. thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. That's another good way. And hmbradio.com is a website. Easy. I did see this on a... I know you don't care about sports, but what about high school sports?
Oh, well,
do you care less or more?
Like the same, I guess.
Same amount.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm really only interested in high school sports when they're like, this trans female is whooping the girl's booty.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm paying attention.
Many such cases of that going around. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Teddy Bridgewater Act. Teddy Bridgewater, Tampa connection, was the backup quarterback for the Buccaneers last year. And what happened with him, Anna, is that he, after he retired from the NFL, you know, he came out of retirement to play for the Buccaneers, but he decided to give back to his community. And he went and coached the high school football team there in Miami. And I think did fairly well, got them to a state title. I believe they might have even won it. But he got in trouble because he was using his own money to, you know, tip some of these kids in particular regions of the country don't have funds. It's and playing, you know, sports, organized sports, even in high school can get expensive. You need cleats, you need, you know, they have typically a supply closet where they have like, you know, helmets and a jersey and pads and stuff, but cleats and there's other miscellaneous type of things that kids need to play the sport.
Steroids.
Right. I mean, ideally, it makes the game a lot better if they do that. But so Teddy Bridgewater got in trouble because he used his own money. Now, he was a NFL quarterback, so he has millions of dollars.
I was going to ask. I'm like, probably gets expensive fast.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, what's a, you know, 10 grand, 20 grand? That's not, you know, I could break that off.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me, but if I'm pretending I'm Teddy Bridgewater right now, I could break that off and give the kids, and it's good. You know, it gives the kids whatever he was buying for them, cleats. Like I said, I don't know what else you buy.
I don't know. The rest food, of the uniform?
Food, yeah. Know. Maybe he bought new uniforms.
New, that could be too. Like gear, like warm-up stuff and duffel bags and I don't know.
Yeah, he said, well, actually, it's right here. Bridgewater, in a social media post led to his suspension last year, told supporters of the Powerhouse High School program that he spent up to $6,000 for some weeks for meals, rides, and other services for the team, including making sure the field is lined properly. In addition, $23,500 for the team's training camps and apparel. There you go. So he was buying pretty much everything. So that's like, it's a good amount of money there.
Yeah, just under $30,000.
But you should be able to use your money how you want. I mean, right?
Yes, I understand that. But then is there like, so, like not every team is going to have a millionaire coach.
That is the problem.
It's not fair.
You nailed it.
Of course I did.
That is the problem. And it's frankly, it is a rational take to say that.
To even the playing field.
Because no, in sports, you do want a, you know, you just want combat, you know. You don't really want some teams to have advantages. Everybody does, though. I mean, you private schools, they tend to do better. I remember I went to Largo High School. Our football team was really bad when I was there. But a few years later, they got kind of good. And they got so good that they played this school, St. Thomas Aquinas, which I believe is down in that might even have been where he was the coach. I don't know. But they're like this powerhouse school, right? So they checked out Largo's field because Largo was good enough that they were hosting a game, you know, and they were hosting St. Thomas Aquinas. And they went, we're not playing on this field. It's too bobo. So they paid like $30,000 to Largo High School to redo the field. And I don't know what, I just pulled that number out of my butt. But it was a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars to have the turf totally redone. And then I actually went to the game and Largo kind of hung with them up until halftime. I was like, man, they might win this game. How about it? And then the second half happened and it was a bloodbath. It was Largo got destroyed on the field that St. Thomas Aquinas bought for them. So I don't know what you do about that. I mean, there are in life inequalities. That does happen.
You're telling me life isn't fair?
I'm telling you that life, Anna, is not always fair. It doesn't always go the way you want it to go. It should be.
Everyone should have equal. Everyone should have the same. And if they don't, you have to redistribute some of the uniforms and apparel and give it to the people that don't have the uniforms and apparel. Don't you think? So that things are equal.
I don't. But I do feel I'm sympathetic to the argument that you got a millionaire coach that can afford to break off, you know, major digits here to get the team where it needs to go. And would you say that's fair? I don't think that's fair.
No, it's not fair.
Yeah.
But here's the caveat. It's not fair, but I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean that because of sports, but like in general, it's like, but when people say like, but it's not fair. I go, yeah, no, it's not fair in life.
That is true.
Deal with it. Actually, that's a great lesson that life isn't fair. So deal.
Mm.
And clearly, Governor Ron DeSantis agrees with me.
He sure does. Let's check this out. This is from Local 10 Miami.
Governor DeSantis just signing a bill inspired by former Miami Northwestern football coach Terry Bridgewater. The Teddy Bridgewater Act makes it legal for high school coaches to...
Teddy?
Yeah.
Where is he? No, he's not there.
Oh, weird.
What is he doing? It's the offseason.
Support players financially, paying for things like meals, rides with their own money. That legislation came after Bridgewater left Miami Northwestern after admitting he paid for meals and Uber rides for the kids he coached.
Hey,
Bridgewater is back with the NFL after signing with the Detroit Lions. The governor also signing a bill into law to help boost pay options for high school coaches. It allows school districts to approve booster clubs using voluntary donations to help compensate coaches. Also tightens transfer rules for student athletes. Both laws take effect on July 1st.
So that's good too. I guess now you have the opportunity to raise money, but if you're, you know, in with the poors in a bobo district, you're not going to raise that much money.
No, probably. You're not.
So you're not going to have a good football team.
So the
but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You're right.
Don't be poor.
The lesson is, try not to go to a school if you want your son or daughter to succeed in football. Make sure you go to a school that has a former NFL quarterback as their coach.
Yeah.
That could break them off.
It reminds me of this. Now, I don't know if this is real. This is certainly before the time of AI. And I posted this to my Instagram maybe like 14 years ago. I want to see if you think that this is AI. But it's a picture. I think it's fake. It's a picture of Paris Hilton wearing a tank top. And I think it says, stop being poor.
No, I think she did do that. I think she got a lot of crap.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was real, but back in the day when I first got on Instagram and I didn't know what it was for, I would just like rip memes and like funny pictures off the internet and then post them and be like, this is hilarious. I'm going to see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Stop being poor. I posted this Christmas Eve 2014. Does this look familiar to you? Like that's a real, this is before AI.
She just
says stop being poor. She's at the club. She's hot. She's blonde. And she's just like, stop it.
Don't do it. Well, it was kind of she was kind of a celebrity at that point. She had her show. I kind of viewed it as like tongue in cheek almost. Like I didn't think she was serious when she said, don't be poor. I think it was kind of a joke.
No, it was certainly a joke, but obviously...
Well, people got mad.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. She knew that it was going to ruffle some feathers. Oh, sure. That was the whole point, is to do like a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
But I love that. Is she's right. Stop it.
It's good advice if you can pull it off. Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree, but you know, not everybody can do it. You know, one of the things that we had a gathering over the weekend to not celebrate, not mourn, just acknowledge the holiday of Memorial Day.
Right.
I had a few friends over. I had you and your fella over. I had my buddy Josh came over. That was about it, right? Julia, my wife.
No, there were two more.
There was two. Oh, my God. Of course, my parents.
What the hell, Will?
My mommy and stepdaddy came over, too. Oh,
my
God,
my favorites. We're friends now. We're linked by phone number now.
Oh, good.
So we've been texting.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of a blur, the portion of my parents there. They were pretty well behaved though, for the most part. Mm. It was a good time. Grilled some burgers. I did something I normally don't do. Generally, when I have people over for a cookout, what I've done in the past is I start drinking, and then I'm like, I'll start to cook now, and then I get all frazzled. And I don't do a good job at cooking. This time I cooked before everybody got there.
I was learning.
Put it in the oven in the warm setting to keep it warm, burgers and dogs. And then just we ate much later in the evening. And then I was able to drink and to a point of intoxication and actually enjoy that intoxication as opposed to running around and you know, trying to cook things. So it was good. I think after the holiday, I am a race fan.
A what fan?
A race fan. Ugh. Whites, mostly. No, I'm just kidding. race car driving. I watched two races. Yeah, I made everybody else do it too.
That was the only thing that was on from day till night, it seemed. Well, these races were long.
Holidays tend to be like Christmas, there's NBA games. Thanksgiving is football, NFL football.
I'm so sorry about like, I have something in my throat.
It's all right. Here, let me turn off your mic for a second. Go ahead. Get it out. Oh, boy. Okay. I think your good. Mic's back on. Thanks. I guess Memorial Day is the race day because it was the big one. It was the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Which is the weird, goofy looking cars. What do you call them? Sprint cars or something?
Those are stock cars.
I think stock cars.
NASCAR. Indy? Oh, I thought you said NASCAR.
I guess they're Indy cars.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. In my head, I thought you said NASCAR. Yeah, NASCAR is the stock cars. And then the Indy was they're the little race cars. You know what I mean? Like the ones that kids.
I guess they're called Indy cars.
Yeah, they're just called Indy cars.
I mean, I'm a race fan now. So I know everything there is to know about racing, but it was fun. I enjoyed watching both of them. You didn't like it at all.
It's not that I didn't like it at all. I like the end of a race, much like I like the end of any sort of like football game or something. And not just because it's coming to a conclusion, but you know, usually like that's the most exciting part of the game, especially if the game is close. Obviously with racing, it's always going to be close. I don't want to say I don't understand the appeal of it. I do. I understand it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a lot of the same, I think people are drawn to it, obviously, because of the danger aspect of it. Much like people went to go watch Siegfried and Roy to see, like, ooh, maybe the tiger is going to eat one of them tonight. I think it's the same sort of thing, which to me is kind of silly, where it's like, you know, you go to these races. I've learned a lot about racing recently, but apparently it's not as dangerous as it used to be. But it's like, if someone got really, really hurt, everyone's like, oh my God. It's like, dude, you went there to see that. Shut up. That's part of the entertainment, is that someone died on the track and you were there to see it and you're acting all sad. Shut up.
I disagree. I don't think people go to watch somebody they lose their life on the track.
I disagree with you. Think about it. Just like the human curiosity and entertainment of like the gladiators, for example, where people would like fight to the death with either each other or a lion or something. And then they would just die, get mauled by some exotic animal, and everyone's like, yay, yay. And I guess like football is to some extent a little bit like that. But racing, for sure, I bet if you were to like survey people and be like, oh, I was at the race where Dale Sr. died. It was so nuts. I was there.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not wrong there. It is an outcome that could happen and people know it. I just don't think that they're like amped to see it. But it is a story they can tell. Right. I mean, I even subscribe to the WWE pay-per-view. What was it called? Something hell. I remember hell was in it. And it was the one where Owen Hart fell from the rafters. Do you know this story?
I don't know anything you're saying to me. I don't know who Owen Hart. Owen Hart. I don't know. Raptors. I don't
rafters,
know.
Raptors, not raptors.
I don't know.
Rafters.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. So what happened was, what's it called? Hell, blood and hell. I can't remember, but it was a pay-per-view on pay-per-view for the WWE wrestling. You know what? You know WWE.
Yes. Okay, I know. Okay. I know.
I'm just checking.
Do you know who I worked for?
I know, but I'm just checking because it was sometimes called the WWF, and it was the WWF back then.
I know.
But anyway, WWE hell something pay-per-view. And I'm like 13 or something. And my mommy let me get the pay-per-view. So I was all excited watching it by myself in the living room.
Just kidding.
Nah, I don't think. Yeah. Well, there was Trish Stratus was there. So maybe I was. But they like cut to like not a break because it's a pay-per-view. But, you know, advertisements for their things. And they came back and it was very somber. You could tell because they were like Owen Hart had a character at that time. It was like the Blue Patriot or something. I don't know. I can't remember that either. But his gimmick was they put him in a strap and then they were going to drop him down from the roof.
Like
from the rafters. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And what happened, something wasn't hooked up properly. And during his entrance, he fell out of the harness.
No.
And hit the mat, like the center of the mat, and did not make it.
How far was the fall?
It was, I mean, I don't know in feet, but far.
Okay.
I mean, like a long way. I haven't seen, there's got to be video of it, but maybe nobody had like camera phones back then, so maybe there's not. I mean, WWE must have video of it, but it's probably locked away.
Do. It's somewhere.
The Blue Blazer. That's it. He was a Blue Blazer. Thank you, Jay Hizzle.
We also got a super chat.
I did. I did see that. We're going to get to that okay. In a moment. But and it was kind of like a whoa moment.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of the same thing. I'm not happy or any sort of joy. I'm mortified by it, but I guess it's like a story that I can tell. Like I had the pay-per-view where yeah. Owen Hart died.
Took a lick.
Yeah. But it's not, you know, you're not looking forward to it. Are you saying that people are happy
when
these athletes, you know?
I don't want to say that happy, joyful probably isn't the word, but like they're kind of hyped about it.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of like I was there when the tiger ate that guy.
Yeah.
The tiger got out, like the orca. I was at SeaWorld. The orca ate the trainer.
Mm.
Like you kind of, it's nuts. Like you were there that night. Kind of like when we went to that comedy show in Orlando and that woman had a seizure and I was there and I had to tell people about it. And then I almost ruined my entire career in a single Instagram video. Kind of like that. Where I wasn't like, yay, she had a seizure, which is what people interpreted what I was saying. But it was more like, it was nuts. I've never been to a show like that. This lady, I didn't call her a lady, which was a big problem for people.
Said you used a B word.
I used a B word. I said, this B had a seizure. It was nuts. It was pandemonium. And Andrew Schultz did so well because he was able to like wrangle the audience back to like listen and focus. And he started roasting the EMS guys. You know, it was just an awesome night. It was awesome. And I needed to share that. And then I almost lost everything.
Yeah. Well, you did, but then you built back up and then you lost everything again.
No, I didn't lose everything. I was just suspended for a week. And
yeah,
but granted, it was a massive scarlet letter so that the next mistake I made.
Yeah.
When George Floyd came around.
Yep.
And took a lick. And I was like,
6 years, by the way, we just.
Yes.
I was going to say celebrate. That's not right. We mourn.
Sure.
The loss.
Oh, yeah. No one's been talking about that. But yeah. Then when I made that little. Boo-boo. They were like, you're done. B, see you later. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
6 years drug free. Nick the Gun Guy, what's up? His wife was the one that cut my hair.
Oh, okay, cool. Did a very nice job.
We loved it. Everyone loved it. Got so many compliments on it. I love it. It's my favorite haircut I've ever had. So
yeah. We do have super chats that we're gonna get to. We'll do that when we leave Radio St. Pete and say goodbye to them. But I did see some, and I did, Thomas, yes, I saw, I'm giving out disinformation. Owen Hart apparently hit the post, is what they're saying. Like, you know, the ring
has
four. Yeah. He hit one of those, and not the center. So thank you for that correction. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Go subscribe to the Substack if you have not. There's a free version of that. And also YouTube, you can subscribe and do stuff there. That'd be great. HMBradio.substack.com. All the ways to get in touch are down here below. If you remember, we went live on Wednesdays, 6 p.m. I did enjoy the Friday one that we did, mostly because I was able to drink during it. That
you
could was
drink
fun.
Now. No one's stopping you.
I could, but I'm actually being a good boy. I'm not really drinking during the week at all. Friday, Saturday, Sunday day only. Binge drink. Hard. I'm kind of kidding.
Yeah. It's a half joke. Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I think about it often. I think about drinking.
You do.
But I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't do it during the week.
How many, like, of the percentage of thoughts that you have, what do you think is the biggest piece of the pie? I know what mine is.
Well, as far as things that occupy my brain.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, don't make my wife mad. Try to keep her happy. That's a big part. Always was, though, even pre-marriage. Number two, drinking. And wanting to drink. And number three is career stuff.
Yeah.
And being, you know, trying to find fulfillment in a job and looking for other potential opportunities. And it's really hard. So I would say those are the big three. There's other.
Of course.
Floaty things.
Ancillary things.
Yeah. But I would say those are the big three.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, I worry about my parents getting older. Big four.
Oof, yeah.
And how to deal with that. Ooh. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And you have a cis, but you're not really in communication.
I guess I do. Like, I do on paper. The government says I do. I do. But by all functional accounts, I do not.
Do you think
zero
she would?
Zero contact. Haven't seen her in August. It will be 9 years since I laid eyes on my sister.
Wow.
At my cousin's wedding.
Mitzvah. Oh, okay. That's crazy. And but do you think that mom took a spill and she's going to need some help? Would you be able to coordinate with her to make that happen?
Well, we kind of went through a little bit of a dress rehearsal. I don't know if I mentioned this. Should I save it for the other half of this podcast?
Yeah, let's leave it as a tease. Wait. We're going to say goodbye to our friends at Radio St. Pete. It's already time. I can't believe a half an hour has flown by. Join us Wednesday, 6 p.m. live on YouTube, willsyoutube.com. It's easy to get to. You can super chat like normal, and say whatever you want for the most part. Stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. I wonder how Frank Rivera feels about having us as a lead-in. Frank's a very respected, classy guy.
Probably not happy.
He's probably not happy. And I apologize, Frank. You're right. But anyway, enjoy your jazz, and we'll see you next week. See ya.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.